The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. In a science lesson I once sat through years ago, it was hypothesized that humans developed the practice of kissing from the primitive urge to lick the salt off one another's bodies. Perhaps said salt was needed for nutrition, or maybe just tasty. And eventually, we found our way to the better pleasure of lips meeting lips. I wonder what that moment was like, the first kiss of our species. Slow, tentative, shy, or ravenous, outrageous, the way teenagers kiss one another in public, making everyone around them feel exposed. Do you remember what it felt like to anticipate the rapture of your first kiss, to chase after it in your mind as if it were something lingering just ahead in the distance, something you'd have to hurry to catch? The first time I kissed my husband, we were sitting on the couch in my Brooklyn apartment. The moment our lips found each other, the song coming through my speakers flared into rapture. It sounded like the clouds parting, the heavens awakening. We both laughed. Perhaps we laughed because we knew it was the kiss that would give way to a lifetime of kisses. Is it too indulgent to say that when we kiss now, I still feel something like what that silly song proclaimed? And I'm not just swapping smooches with my man. Nightly, before bed, my children command me to give them kiss after kiss. Kisses to foreheads and cheeks, noses and chins, hands, bellies, even feet. They'll grow up soon and want their space, so I treasure this ritual as the gift that it is. Today's poem is Last Kiss by Jane Ebihara, and it's bittersweet. What I take away from it is the reminder to cherish every bliss, because nothing, not even the joy of kissing, lasts forever. Last Kiss by Jane Ebihara. First, in your 70s and alone, you read that those who count such things say an average person kisses for a total of 2 weeks in a lifetime. And you realize your 2 weeks was up some time ago. Suddenly, there is kissing everywhere you look, and you learn that cows kiss and squirrels, puffins, snails, and meerkats. And you are overcome with sorrow and an overwhelming desire to kiss, to be kissed. And you learn that's called bassorexia, and you have it. You watch the lips of strangers in the supermarket, wonder if one would want to kiss you. You know now that a minute of kissing burns 26 calories, and that a man lives up to 5 years longer if he kisses his lover before he goes to work. You want to tell someone that. And what's worse, unlike the first kiss, the last slipped by unnoted. It might have been a spring day when daffodils answered the sun's invitation, or an autumn day when everything else was burning, or simply a day you took out the garbage, did a load of wash, Then someone comes and takes your hand, and you remember words to a song you thought you'd never hear again. And you remember all those sunsets you forgot to watch, and the smell of woods in rain. And you remember the river, how it presses its mouth again and again to the swollen sea. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.